Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk, Fight Weary. We've gotten so many kind comments, especially from parents, on the pep talks and on the series. Thank you. If you're really having a challenge, which at times we all do, with your child, what this series was about was to teach them how to have the mental skills to play. But it also had the goal for a parent to sit and teach and dialogue with their child and a coach. So thanks for your kind words. I'm glad you found the series helpful. Some of you, actually just one or two people, have called, and you're using the series to motivate your teams before games. And we're not going to get to that for about three more weeks. I'm going to go through parts of the series. If you're really trying to do that, you want to get the series and go to the part about games, and go to the part where it's performability. But I'm going to take 3 weeks now and talk some about practice. Champions know how to practice. And it really goes around something called grit. It has been found to be the number one factor in success. In all success, but especially football, the ability to not quit, especially in basketball, especially in tennis, all sports, the ability to not quit. And it's really not something you decide upon game day. That's the mistake. It's something you learn from practice, that I push myself and I keep on going, and I learn how not to stop when my body wants to. Dan Gable was just incredible in wrestling. There's been nothing like him, and I doubt there will be. And it was said that his goal was to practice till he passed out. Now, I'm not trying to get you to practice till you pass out. But what he did was he learned boundaries, that he just pushed them out and pushed them out. You have to learn how to practice so you get grit, which is a personality characteristic. It means you keep going and you don't quit, and that has to be on the practice field. It's not an attitude. It's an acquired part of your personality, that you do it over and over and over till you learn how not to surrender. Before the fast, before the temptation, Christ fast. It wasn't part of the temptation, it was before. He was trying to teach his body no. That's what you're doing in practice. You're pushing and trying to teach your body no. The great ones know how to practice. And it's not about being so inspired you don't quit. It's getting the habits that you don't quit. So there was a general in an Old Testament army. His name was Gideon. And he went to the head of another tribe and said, "Could you please give me some bread? My men are fighting weary." That's it. Spiritually, you'll get weary and you have to keep on fighting. And you'll find renewed energy. Job, the arrow was renewed in his hand. In relationships, your relationship with your coach, you keep pushing, your relationship with your teammates, and you learn how to fight weary. Not an attitude, it's a habit. When your body says stop, you keep pushing, and you're going to find incredible energy after. I heard the boxing coach, Teddy Atlas, say, many times boxers are dead and say, "I don't want to go out, I'm done." They'll land a punch and fight like crazy. Well, you tired or want you? Well, they learn how to fight weary and they found new energy. When I worked at the Pittsburgh Penguins at hockey, I was talking to one of the players, Jaromir Jagr. He goes, "I thought we were all done, exhausted. Somebody scores a goal, we have energy, we jump all over the boards." Learn how to practice so that you have grit. This is not a pregame speech. It's an attitude. Learn and say, "I'm going to push my body on the field till I feel fatigue and push beyond it." The key to being a champion is learn how to practice. Specifically, teach yourself how to fight weary. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. Fight weary.